Thank you for joining us today, and welcome to Talk About with Rez and Andy, live every Monday at 3 p.m. I'm your host, Linda Rez, and I'm here with my co-host and great friend, Janie Andy Anderson.
Dateline, 1935.
Chicago, Illinois, the birthplace of the roller skate. Young entrepreneur Leo Seltzer scribbles an idea on a tablecloth, giving birth to the fast-paced sport of roller derby. Originally conceived as an endurance sport with co-ed teams racing one another for 57,000 laps around the bank track, the newfangled roller derby draws frenzied mobs of enthusiasts and packs large venues like the Big Apple's Madison Square Garden. The advent of television brings the rough-and-ready antics of roller derby into the living rooms of millions of Americans. By 1960, roller derby evolves into a full-contact team sport with a scoring system and bone-rattling hits. The 70s bring an economic downturn for the good old US of A, and roller derby takes a hit, and hard. Interest in the sport wanes, and by the mid-1970s, roller derby rolls into the history books.
Making a big comeback.
There's a new craze turning housewives and working women into
nationwide.
Yes, roller derby is back.
Overstepped your boundaries and the amount of respect you give your skaters.
I'm feeling taken advantage of by how much ranking we get.
We want to restructure the leadership of roller derby.
We are going to give them 24 hours to sign.
I would never sign that.
If they don't sign, we are leaving their company.
Do you honestly think that we're going to stop because you decide you want it?
This whole fucking thing that we were pulling off, they fucking blew them.
One day, how big the Detroit roller derby
Welcome to Talk About with Rez and Andy. I'm your host, Linda Rez, and I'm here with Janie Andy Anderson.
This is going to be a very exciting show.
It is. Well, we're talking obviously about roller derby, and that clip you heard when we came in is Hell on Wheels. It's a documentary. It's available for you to watch. It's www.hellonwheelsthemovie.com. Pretty exciting intro. We've got a huge show today. Lots of guests, and they're all from the roller derby world. We have Naomi Weitz, a.k.a. Sweet Tart. She's the coach of the Spokanables and an organizer for the tournament here in Spokane, Washington, called Spokarnage. Isn't that a great name?
It's a good name.
And it's going to be held August 14th to the 16th, so lots of time to buy your tickets for that and prepare. She's going to tell us all about it. And we also have Macy Wombpunch Breach, president of the Spokanables, and she's going to be on as well, and I'm sure she's also organizing the tournament. We have Erica Van Stone, Director of Broadcast Operations for the WFTDA, the International Membership Organization for Women's Flat Track Roller Derby. So she'll be joining us a little bit later. And we have some of the players from Lilac City Roller Girls. And we have from them Whitney Gingeraffe Meyer and Brandy Ra Ra Elder. So they're all going to be on the show today, and we're going to be talking about what is it? What are the rules? What's the goal? What's a pivot and a blocker and a jammer? And, where can you go to watch these games?
This sport is
on
just
TV and
taking
local.
Off.
It is. And since they started it, and we're going to ask them more about it, it grew so fast because really they only started organizing in about 2005, if I'm correct. And since then, it's just teams everywhere. Have you ever seen one?
You know, I haven't. But, after doing my homework and talking with these gals, I am definitely going to become a follower.
You're not actually going to play, though?
No.
I would love to play.
A little old, but otherwise I'm going to be in there shouting and cheering them on.
It's a real contact extreme sport. It's the real deal. They're really, they push and shove. They're bruised and they get broken limbs. It's an extreme for sure sport, and these are tough, tough women. And I hear that they get a lot out of it. There's more to that than just the game. It's a culture.
Well, I love on the websites how they describe the players as real, strong, athletic, and revolutionary. These gals are athletes.
Absolutely. Did you ever roller skate? Were you a roller skater?
I was an ice skater.
Okay, I was a roller skater.
Were you?
I still have roller skates. I just purchased some about 2 years ago for my birthday, for outside roller skating.
So you could do this, Linda.
Oh, yeah, I love to roller skate.
You should get in there. I was an ice skater. Shoot the duck. Yeah. This might claim to fame.
But there's a lot more to it than just roller skating, of course.
Right.
They have to be able to go backwards, forwards, sideways, and keep their balance when they're being shoved around.
And aggression.
It's like football almost.
They have to learn to rein in. And it just seems like a really, really neat sport.
Now, see, the first time it came on my radar recently, besides, just knowing it had existed before, was a team in the Tri-Cities came on my radar for some reason. That was probably 4 or 5 years ago, it seems like. And so I started looking it up, and sure enough, there were teams all over our area, the Northwest United States, and turns out they're all over the world. The WFTDA is an international organization now, and they have members or teams that they represent from all over. And I do want to find out more about that.
I do too.
Germany, London, Asia, of course, the United States. And I think it's drawn a lot of women who have really, great day jobs, professional women, and they do this on the side.
Family women.
I would think it's very empowering.
I do too. I just think it just seems like a really, really neat sport. I was looking into, and I'm not sure about, I have questions as far as districts, but for championships, these gals go to Tucson, Arizona, Dallas, Jacksonville, Florida, Omaha, Nebraska, St. Paul, Cleveland, Detroit. They hit the big cities.
Yeah, there's probably
this
a lot
is
of traveling
a big sport
involved with it, is my guess.
And it's only going to get bigger.
But I'm a newbie here, so I am going to be asking questions of our guests to get an idea about the sport itself. And I know that the listeners today are going to want to know all about it from the beginning to the end.
Right, start with the basics.
And we really want to know the stories behind the women, what drew them in and what they get out of it personally. And then also what they have to dedicate time-wise, their resources. I'm sure it's not cheap.
Conditioning, everything.
The skates that I bought were by no means the top. I had them custom made online, but they were, I think, around $250, $300, that range.
Which is a lot of money.
I think that's probably cheap.
Probably. And it'd be interesting to know how many skates these people need. There was a video I looked at, and these gals know how to do repair. They have to lubricate the wheels.
Yeah, change the wheels.
Yeah, mm-hmm. So it's almost like bike riding. They have to take care of their, what they have, their skates.
And then there's, of course, the personal protection.
Exactly.
All the pads and that kind of thing, which we'll ask them about that too. But we're going to start off the show talking about Spokarnage, because that's the tournament that's coming up here. And I believe there's 24 teams that are going to be there, and it's going to be fun. And
that's our baby.
They're saying that it's also a very family-friendly event, so I know I'm going to be there. It's going to be fun.
I will be there also.
Yeah. So we're going to get Naomi Sweetheart White's on the phone first, and while we're doing that, we're going to play another documentary. This is Roller Derby. It's a clip from the documentary, and that one also is available. Just Google it.
That carnival of freewheeling speed and free falling mayhem, the roller derby, is back in the big town.
Go!
Some people are like, roll the what?
It's like the rock and roll sport of all sports.
Girls dressed in cute little outfits hitting each other? Where do I sign up?
Go, go, roller girl! Look at that girl roll!
Roller derby, save my soul.
Hello, I'm Demonique Deluxe.
I'm Bullseye Betty.
I'm Beryl House Bessie.
I like the idea of having a persona.
It's fun, like you get to pretend to be somebody else. You get to dress up, and you get to beat the shit out of your friends.
There's so many, like, librarians.
I'm a librarian.
But you put them on the track, and they go fucking ballistic.
The girls that are prepared to play a contact sport have got something in them that
they need to get out.
You know, if I get fired up and I want to slap somebody over the head, I'm going to do it.
I know what these dude girls are like. They've all got these great names. They're all scary and they're all tough.
The bruises are real and it's not wrestling. The falls are real.
People will come up to me and be like, oh, that shit's not planned out, right? I'm like, no, that girl just fucking took me out. And that's why I went after her and kicked her ass.
I don't know. I guess I have a lot of rage inside me or something.
Most of the people that play roller derby are full-time working women. Some have kids, husbands, partners.
It becomes a lifestyle.
People don't really join derby for the sport as such, it's the culture that surrounds it.
It's got a lot of rock and roll and punk rock elements to it.
Like roller girls, often like tattooed, crazy hairdos, pretty outrageous kind of girls.
You can hate me, bitches, I don't care!
You know, the looking good is all part of it because we're girls, we like to look good.
It challenges a lot of very traditional ideas about what is appropriate for women.
I find it kind of fun to wear the dress with. You're going to see my crutch every time I fall down, you know.
I don't feel that it's something we should be ashamed of doing.
Roller derby isn't just about the goal, it's about the journey.
It's fresh, it's new, it's exciting.
Especially here in Australia, it's a sport that's needed.
You might forget that we're talking about a sport because it's so much like a movement and a culture and a community.
These women don't have to apologize for who they are anymore.
We're going to take over the world.
It's not just a sport, it's roller derby.
Under pressure. Under pressure.
Like I said, I'm one lucky bitch.
Okay, we have Naomi Sweetheart White with us now. Is it Sweetheart?
Sweetheart, yep.
Okay, and you're with the Spoke Cannibals, and you're a skater, right? No, you're a coach.
I'm both. I'm a skater coach.
You're a skater coach.
I founded the league also.
Wow, okay. I did not know that. And you are also organizing Spoke Carnage.
Yep, I am tournament director for Spoke Carnage, which is the most amazing tournament in the whole world.
You're a busy woman.
Well, before we get, we're going to talk about that tournament in detail in a little bit here. But first of all, Naomi, I was wondering what drew you into roller derby in the first place? What year did you start and what inspired you to join up?
Well, I joined in 2006, in May of 2006, when the Lilac City Roller Girls was very first starting. They had just been founded a couple of months before that, and only had a handful of girls. And it was the only league at that time east of the Cascades. So it was very experimental, and we were just figuring things out. There weren't all the online resources that there are today. And I was president, head coach, and had a bunch of different roles there. And I joined because I grew up as a rink rat roller skater. And when I saw these two super cool chicas roller skating around the park recruiting, I was just instantly in love.
Naomi, for the people who do not know about the sport, could you just give us a real general definition of roller derby?
You mean how it's played?
Yes.
What it's all about?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Well, it's a circle track sport, one of those left turn sports, so they say, because we always go counterclockwise direction.
Okay.
And there are two girls on each team that score the points. They're called the jammers, and they go at the same time. So that makes it different than most sports because you're playing offense and defense simultaneously. It's full contact. You have five on five from each team on the track at one time, and you're basically trying to help your jammer get through as many times as possible and stop theirs. And every member of the opposite team that jammer passes is 1 point.
Okay.
And just to give you an example of how fast-paced it is, you know, points in a game are 250, 300 sometimes, so it's pretty high-scoring.
Wow, yeah, that's really high-scoring.
Now, Naomi, you had mentioned the fact there's five players on the track at a time from each team. How many team members do you have altogether?
We have 20-ish total. It ebbs and flows. And then for a game roster, you have up to 14.
Okay, 14. So, Naomi, what was your – do you have a day job?
I do.
And do most of your teammates do that? So what? How do you work that around your schedule? How many practices are there and that kind of thing for you guys?
We're practicing twice a week now, on Tuesday and Thursday evenings. And when the weather's nice, we also do some outdoor stuff on the weekends. So, I mean, being able to skate at least three times a week is kind of the minimum. I think that's the ideal.
Okay, and
with
then
cross training thrown in.
Do you guys have a full team right now, or are you still looking for teammates?
We're constantly recruiting, just because, like I said, there's this ebb and flow. People get injured, people retire, people move away. So we're always bringing new people in, and we do have a full team now. Right now, we have about 20, so we have a team plus some freshmen that are working towards being able to compete.
Now, Naomi, I'm gonna kind of direct you back to the basics again. What exactly is a flat track, and what is it made of?
A flat track just means just what it sounds like. It's flat, as opposed to a bank track, which is what most people see on TV and in the movies, where it's banked. So a flat track, what's great about it is you can pretty much throw one down anywhere. So it makes it very accessible and affordable. And the surface can be made up of anything. We practice in a roller rink, so it's wood. But we've also skated on concrete or outdoors, or some people put down tiles that are called skate court, which are similar to what they would play volleyball on. So those are the three typical surfaces: wood, concrete, or skate court.
And have you ever been injured playing?
Oh, yeah. Injuries in derby are not a matter of if, but when.
So
I mean, if you're out there giving it 100%, you're going to get hurt.
So are you usually bruised when you get off of the track?
I mean, we always at least have one bruise somewhere on our bodies at all times, but usually just bruising and maybe, you know, strained or sore muscles are the typical. Luckily, people don't get serious injuries that often, but it does happen. You know, your broken ankles or legs or wrists. Torn ACLs are another common one.
Ow.
But luckily, it doesn't happen that often.
Right.
We've had two breaks on our team ever, so since we were founded in 2010.
It's usually wrist, because they're catching themselves when they're falling?
Yeah, I'd say the ankle. We had an ankle break and a leg break and one wrist break.
Ouch. So what kind of woman does it take? What are you looking for? Like, what kind of temperament? I mean, I can kind of guess the answer
to
that one.
And build. Physical build, too.
Well, you have to have that balance between being able to be competitive and aggressive, but not so hot-headed where you're difficult to work with or difficult to coach or always getting penalties, because they've tightened up the rules over the years. You used to be able to fight and cuss and everything. Now you can't cuss, you can't fight, so you need to be able to manage yourself, which is hard when you're filled with adrenaline and it's a highly competitive environment. So I think being able to balance that. So you have to have that really strong competitive drive, be able to play through pain and deal with, you know, someone calling you a bitch or whatever, and not fly off the handle, be able to focus mentally on what you need to do.
Go ahead.
Now, roller derby is a male and female sport, but it seems, Naomi, that publicized-wise, it seems more female-dominated. Is that correct?
I would say when what they refer to as the roller derby revolution first started, which was back like 05, 06, I would say it was definitely female dominated, but that is changing. There are a lot of men's leagues now and quite a lot of co-ed leagues, but there's by and large women's leagues.
And yours isn't all women's league, right?
Yes, we are only a women's league. Sometimes we let our male refs play, though, for short on people.
And so you said you started with the Lilac City Roller Girls, but now you're in the Spokane Bulls. So that was a new team that you guys started?
Yep, I started it. I just had a different vision that I wanted to fulfill, and it's been great. We started in 2010.
Oh, that's relatively new. And then do you play the Lilac City Roller Girls?
We have. And they're coming to our tournament. It'll be at Spokane.
Right,
they were
right
there last year. We played them last year.
Okay, and we're going to have a couple of them on today, too. What is? How do you guys find your matches? Do you have to travel?
We prefer to travel because putting on games is a pain in the ass. So we
do about
10 games a year, and we play about 3 of them home games. Within a day's drive.
Yeah, we want to follow you, Naomi.
So where do you guys...
We do.
Where do you guys play when you play in town?
We play at Roller Valley Skate Center, and our next game is March 21st.
And that's north. Those of us who are from Spokane.
Is that going to be your first game of the season?
It is, yeah.
Okay, so kind of a big deal there. March 21st.
We're playing against Clark County from the other side of the state.
Now, Naomi, just curious, does your team or do the players get financially compensated for being a player? Or any endorsements or sponsorships involved with this?
We suck at getting sponsors,
So
hopefully we don't have
change.
The amount of money to be able to reimburse skaters. I would love to do that. That's kind of been a dream from the beginning because we pay dues to pay for our rent and supplies to put on our productions. And when we travel, we pay for our own gas and food and hotel and everything.
Hopefully things will change.
Yeah.
Oh, that's expensive. So that gets into the next question. And what are the expenses?
Your league dues, and then you have to pay insurance also. Our dues are $35 a month, and insurance is $65 a year. Then you have to pay for all your own gear, and skates are around $400 or $500 usually. You have pads and mouth guard, helmet, and then whatever travel expenses are involved.
Now, how many pair of skates do you have?
You have to have a day job just to play roller derby.
Do you have to have more than one
pair? No, you don't have to. I have one pair.
Okay.
And
I kind of let mine go pretty ghetto, though, because I don't feel like the skater. Skates make the skater, so I let mine go till they're falling apart.
That's probably true. So what do you have a favorite brand of skates that you use?
I'm skating on Antics right now, but when they fall apart, I'm going to go back to Rydell's, which is what my first two skates were.
Okay.
Now, I'm going basic again because I'm a basic woman, Naomi. And I want you to explain to our listeners the difference between the basic roller skate and the derby roller skate, because there's a huge difference between the skates.
Well, your typical rentals that you'll get from most rinks are the high-top boot kind, and the heels are set kind of higher. They're made almost for like figure and dance roller skating, artistic skating. When roller derby first came out, everyone used the speed skates, which are lower cut. But now companies make skates specifically for roller derby. So they pivot, and they're very strong. The plates are really strong because we do a lot of jumping. They take a lot of abuse. So big, wide plates that are stronger and lighter materials so that jammer is going to be faster and agile. But we do skate only on the quads, not inline skates.
What position do you play?
I play pivot or a blocker.
Okay.
Pivot's a specialized blocker.
Ah, okay. Now we need to talk about Spokarnage because that's coming up and I want to get all the details about it. So can you tell us all about it?
Spokarnage is August 14, 15, 16. It's a 3-day tournament with 24 teams. And we're really excited this year because we have a team coming from Hawaii and a team coming from Alaska. So that's really exciting. We have 21 of the 24 spots are already filled, so there are 3 spots left.
Congratulations. That's huge.
It's so fun just to meet all the different people and see all the different teams.
And again, this will take place where, Naomi?
What's
that?
Go ahead.
No, go ahead.
This will take place where?
At the Spokane Convention Center.
Okay.
Okay.
And you can find out more info at spokarnage.com.
Now, you said that you're looking forward to meeting all these teams. So you guys play really hard against each other, but then pretty friendly afterwards?
That's what it's supposed to be anyway. You're supposed to be able to leave it on the track.
So in theory. But do you sometimes
Yeah, and most of the time it does go that way, but some people haven't learned how to win with class and lose with grace, as I like to say.
Well, I guess
that is too bad.
Right. But when you guys are playing at the tournament, it's you're going to be a lot. There's going to be a lot of teams and a lot of people. So will you?
Mm-hmm. And then almost 500 skaters will be there.
500 skaters. Wow. And they'll be there watching the games as well. But your families can come. You said it's family friendly.
Very family friendly. Yep. And I think it's especially great for young girls to watch, you know, to see some positive, strong women role models out there that are maybe a little bit different than they might typically see on TV.
And what have you got from it personally, being a derby girl?
Well, my day job is a therapist, mental health therapist. So what I've actually done is combined my two worlds in one, and I do sports psychology now for roller derby. And I wrote a book called The Ultimate Mental Toughness Guide for Roller Derby. So it's using psychological principles to be a badass skater to get that mental toughness. So what it's done for me is actually kind of turned my career in a different direction.
That's a big difference. And what would you tell women who are listening who have considered doing this, that what would you tell them they could get out of this if they were to do it?
You get confidence, you get friends for life, and you get an amazing ass.
Oh. I'm in. I'm old, but I'm in.
That last one's really great.
I'm in. Good with
blades. I've been working on that for like 40-something years. So.
Naomi, what is the average age of the players?
Well, there are young kids teams, but our team goes 18 and up. I'm actually the oldest person on our team. I'm 43. So anything from 18 to 43 on my team.
Okay.
Wow. And in
and we
other
all work
teams,
well together.
And you all have good asses. What more can you ask for?
Life is
That's
good.
That's why I haven't retired yet. I don't want to give it up.
I like that.
No, do you have a family or anything that you have to work around to do this? Or
yep, I'm a single mom with two kids, but I've been doing it, 9 years now, so they don't really know a life without mom being involved in roller derby. So when we have out-of-town games, I'll bring them, and we'll just turn it into a little fun family mini vacation. So it works out.
And do they have any interest in skating themselves?
My older son actually did co-ed for a short time.
Okay.
Yeah, he liked it a lot. And then my younger son broke his arm roller skating, so he's anti-roller skating.
I hope the city really backs you guys with Spokarnage, because looking at the numbers between, 24 teams, families, you are bringing a lot of revenue into this area. So I hope people take note and really back you.
I hope so, too. And we have the tickets set at a low price point, $25 for the whole weekend. And that's, can come and go. And we have an elevated beer garden right in the middle of the tracks, which is the best seat in the house. And it's pretty amazing.
So what do you have to do to get into the beer garden? Just buy beer?
Out of curiosity.
Don't bring your
curiosity, Naomi.
If you guys show up, I'll buy you a beer.
There you
All
go.
All right. We'll be looking for you then. Okay, so they can go to Spokarnage. Is it .com?
Yep. That's and there's all the details there.
And they can also find you at Spokannibals. Is that also .com?
Yep, Spokannibals.com. That's our league website.
All right, Naomi, thanks so much for
coming
on.
We back you, Naomi, all the way.
We appreciate all the information you gave us. That's a good start, because we are newbies to this. I think I've just seen it on movies and that kind of thing. I've never seen one in real life.
We're going to follow you.
You've got to see it in real life.
Yeah. We're going to follow you, girl.
Nothing like hearing a quiet before.
Oh, I bet. It's going to be addictive, though, because I love to roller skate. I'm a roller skater. And
Naomi, grab her.
Yeah, but I'm too old for you, I think.
No, you're a baby. Grab her.
Oh, yeah, right.
All right, Naomi has a good ass, though.
Yeah, right. She can say that because nobody can see it.
Oh, you're crazy.
All right, Naomi.
Thanks, Naomi.
Thank you for coming on today. You have a great day.
Thanks. Okay,
bye-bye. That was Naomi Sweetheart Weitz, and look for her at Spokarnage or at Spokannibals. If you're interested in skating, their team's full, but there's other teams. And we're going to talk to one of those right now, Lilac City Roller Girls. And we have a couple of their teammates that are going to be with us, Whitney Gingeraff Meyer and Brandy Ra-Ra Elder. I love the names.
I like the Ra-Ra. They're all cute. They're all cute.
Yeah. And as we go out to get them, we're going to play a little clip from a very old movie that you youngsters will not remember. You may not even remember the star, Raquel Welch, but she's a biggie. And she did a skating movie in about Kansas City, And we're going to play a little clip about that, and then we'll be right back.
In the world of roller games, there's room at the top for only one. And there's only one. Kansas City Bomber. Raquel Welch is the Kansas City Bomber. And she's the hottest thing on wheels.
Casey, go, 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 Casey, go! Casey Carr up in front. The Bomber is at it again. Randall, big burst, down on the wall.
What I'm going to say, I don't want general knowledge. But when I was scouting you, I was looking for someone I can build into a key personality. I just wanted you to know you weren't brought to Portland to be just another figure on the payroll.
Listen, ladies, let's be ladies here.
Hey, listen, big brother, you're a big fat tub of lard. You can't skate any better than you look. Okay, I challenge you to a match race right here next Saturday. Baby, you got it.
This is the world of roller games, where the only thing more dangerous than the competition is some of the fans.
Jackie can't stand the same team.
Any time, any place, Sugar Puss. I can tell you right now, Casey Carver is packing all the bras. Oh.
Sooner or later, the two of you are going to have it out with a match race.
A match race? You must be joking, man.
Jackie gets what she wants?
Twice. Baby, you're a big mouth. How about right now?
You get what you want?
Sure, come on.
Oh. I told her that there was only room for one of you on the Portland team, and I didn't care which one.
Who will it be? Will it be Jackie for death leaving, or will it be Casey leaving?
Come on.
No, I'm not going to miss it.
I hope you don't think I intended for this to happen.
Didn't you?
Yes.
There's room at the top for only one.
Okay, we're back. And we are continuing to talk about women's roller derby. And we have the Lilac City Roller Girls on the line right now. Whitney Gingeraff Meyer and Brandy Ra-Ra Elder. Welcome, you guys.
Welcome.
Yeah.
So, Lilac City Roller Girls. You guys have been around for a long time.
Yes. We are in our ninth season this year.
Wow. Okay. And so they were the first team in our area, correct?
Yeah, we were the first league east of the Cascades for years. Women would travel a ways to skate for years, if you wanted to say roller derby.
Are you guys astonished with the growth?
Yeah, it's pretty cool. If you look, pretty much every major minor city has one. So sure, whether that is in Washington, so you get Moses Lake, Pullman, Moscow, the Tri-Cities, obviously Spokane, Coeur d'Alene, and then some of the smaller cities even have it. So it's really cool. It's definitely, and then it's like a community too. So once you join, you find out that there's all these other ones, and you get so excited when you meet other teams. When you go on vacation, you go and skate for their practices too. So it's pretty cool that it's growing.
How long have you each been on the team? Since the beginning, or did you come in a little bit later?
I came in, I would say 5 years ago. I took last year off to have a baby, and I'm back outing now.
So you both have families?
Gingeraff, I don't. I have a couple cats. And
there you go.
For me.
That's family. That's family. So both of you are yes.
Yes.
Yes. So Gingeraff, you said that, are you younger? What's your age?
Yeah. I'm 28.
Yeah, that's young.
She's Yes, 28 and 6 foot tall.
Whoa.
She's our tallest girl, and we need her, and we love her. You know, you want the tall girls on your side. My girls, do not... Yes, I can slap on people. Yeah, she's our girl.
Now, girls, do you find, when you're talking about size, height, or weight, that sometimes the shorter women can move around faster?
She's only asking that because she's short.
I'm short. Yeah. So is someone short worthy of such a position?
That's a rah-rah question. She's short.
Yeah. There you go, rah-rah. Tell us about it.
Roller derby is so cool because no matter what your size, tall, short, fat, skinny, whatever, you will find your position and your way to play the sport. You know, you will be an asset to the team, how we train you. Like, I'm 5'3", 110 pounds, and I pull my weight. So I get around, and she's chest bumped me a couple times. The first time it happened, I was like, what is going on? She's so short, and I just got chest bumped. But that's so awesome.
She has spunk.
Yeah, a little bit.
So how did you guys get your names, Gingiraffe and Rah-Rah? Is Rah-Rah because you're the one that, you know, makes everybody, you're cheering for everyone? I'm just guessing here.
Yeah, the first season, my name was Herbaror, and it's kind of turned into Rah-Rah the second season because my team started calling me that, and that's why I just started it here. So I just went with it. I'm not attached. I'm just going slow.
Okay. And how about Gingiraffe?
So I got my name. I had a couple. So your derby name, like, that's what you become, right? So, and sometimes, like, I didn't even know Rah-Rah's real name until this year. I had known of Rah-Rah, and I was like, oh, she has a real name. And so, like, Gingiraffe, I have really long legs. So it was just kind of, it played into itself. I had seen some joke on the internet about it, and then I was like, yeah, that totally makes sense. So, and obviously I have red hair. So, but there were a couple other ones, and I could have gone with something, I guess you could say, a little more raunchy, but I'm glad I didn't, because in my professional life, I tell people I do derby, and then they ask me what my derby name is, and so I'm glad I went with Gingiraffe.
That's right. So when you guys talk to each other, then you just refer to each other by your AKA?
Most of the time. On the track, yeah. Yeah, and sometimes, like, I mean, you make your friendships outside of the team, and so you'll call each other by your real names, and sometimes that confuses the new girl. So, like, who is that? But,
Okay, I have to ask you girls, as little girls, did you roller skate or ice skate, or were you guys athletes in some other sport?
I grew up, this is Rara, playing sports. Yes, I love sports. I'm super sporty. And I roller skated for fun, of course. I think most people do when they're like 8 to 10 years old with their friends, you know. And this was the best part is when you get older, you can still play sports and roller skate and have fun with girlfriends. So It worked out great. I love it.
So you guys are friends. Go ahead.
Oh, I was just going to say I played sports too, but there are some girls that they didn't grow up athletes, and then they just find derby, which is really cool. We've got a couple of teammates that they're like, you know, I hate exercising, but derby is so much fun. So this is my exercise, and this totally makes it worth it.
Now, you have to have some experience roller skating to be on that. I mean, you can't just take a novice off the street and put them on the track, can you? And they can learn?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, you absolutely can. We've got a teammate. I mean, you definitely have to have some patience with it. Like, when I started, I couldn't stop. I knew I liked going in circles on roller skates, but the way I stopped was by running into the wall. I do. And then sometimes I freak out, like I'm bouting, and then I forget I know how to stop, and so I run into people. But we've got a couple of teammates that they have, we have a fresh meat program, which plug March 16th and 19th. We have info sessions. Find out more on our Facebook page. But we take girls that maybe they've roller skated a few times. Maybe they're not in shape and they're looking to get in shape and do that with a bunch of really fun people. And so if you have the determination, we can teach you.
Now, do you have to try out?
Say that again.
Do you have to try out?
So you have to pass certain skills to, there's a national organization called WFTDA, Women's Flat Track Derby Association, and we are affiliated with the National League. And in order to skate at one of our bouts, you have to be able to pass some basic tests. So that's our fresh meet is teaching you how to do that. Perks of being not in one of the big cities, we can take a girl right off the streets and teach her how to do that. Tryouts, I mean, when you have a full league with, 50 girls or even 30, you have to take your best skaters for a particular bout. But I've never seen tryouts. Not in this league. Previously, in the first 3 years of Lilac City Roller Girls, there were so many girls that were on our league that we had 3 interleague teams. And so you would pass your set of skills, and then you would be drafted onto teams
to
fill the roster.
Wow. So you guys are taking teammates right now.
Right now. We have some more.
Linda wants to skate with you guys.
I don't know about that.
Will you take her?
Well, let's talk about what's involved first before I decide. How much money does it take and, that kind of thing.
So our fresh meet session is about 6 to 8 weeks long. I'm thinking last I heard it's about $100 for that entire that session. We start off with basic skills of, can you skate forward? Can you do a crossover? So there's a lot of speed and, as you get more into it, the technique comes out, but we want to make sure that all of our girls are really safe. So that's why we really stress the training. You've got to build up those hamstrings and that butt muscle. Derby girls are notorious for fabulous.
Well, that's what we heard. I mean, that is amazing.
So you can guarantee those results?
People pay big money for that.
I would almost guarantee it. You show up to practice. It is. And you, this is one of the funny conversations outside of derby. People look at me like I'm really strange, but I call myself a little bit of a butt connoisseur. You can tell, you've got girls that have really nice hind ends, and girls, go to practice and they're like, your butt looks great this week. You, way to go. Those squats are pulling off.
So it's eat your heart out, Kim Kardashian.
I don't know. There are some girls with some really big, perky butts. So, it's possible.
I think it's great.
Oh, boy. So, totally. You guys, I also heard that you're looking for refs.
We are, yes. The crazy part about roller derby is we need an insane amount of a referee crew and a non-scoring official crew, which are doing the stats and tracking penalties, the timers that are tracking the, 30 seconds when you get sent to the penalty box, and there is just, it's amazing everybody behind the scenes that needs to volunteer to make roller derby happen.
And where
yes, anyone who's interested, we would love to help, train you and get you in.
So if you're interested, get a hold of you. And where do you guys practice, and where can people reach you and that kind of thing?
Yeah, so we hold our practices at Patterson's North, up by Whit, a little bit north of Whitworth. We're in the process of getting our webpage redone. So do not go to the webpage, Lilac City Roller Girls. There's some trashy website bought it and it looks bad. So we are using our Facebook page. So the Facebook page, we keep that up to date. Today we posted about one of our upcoming fresh meet. That's what we call the New Girls Fresh Meet, our info session. Mm-hmm. And so send us a message if you guys have any questions. Come to the information session. Like I said, we will take just anyone that has a desire to be competitive with themselves, prove to themselves that they can be aggressive on the track or, whatever that looks like. Or, if we're also taking guys, too. So guys as refs, and we also have a co-ed team. So anyone and everyone, we love our sport, and we want to share it with everyone.
Nice. And what can they gain? What have you gained from it personally, being a derby girl?
My biggest thing is outlet. It's like a grown woman outlet. And I'm a mom of three, so I really need that. Mm-hmm. And, you know, women are there. They pay to go there to give it and take it. So
good we exercise. All have good attitudes
when we're out there, mm-hmm. I think.
Now, is your co-ed team, is it, in the playoffs also?
So the co-ed team, those are a little bit newer. They're popping up because the refs want to play too. And the refs are typically the men. I'm not really sure. Co-ed is working its way up there. It's definitely more laid back than the women's team.
I think it's more recreational versus with the association. Like, it's not associated with it. Not with it.
Are they worried about the women hurting the men?
Yeah, because sometimes girls will be like, oh, the boys are going to hurt me, but you can,
there's a couple guys that you can lay out.
It is, and it's pretty fun.
Nice. Well, okay, Ginger F and Ra-Ra. Oh, sorry. Ginger F and Ra-Ra, we will be looking for you, and we've already friended you on Facebook, and we're watching to see what you're doing, because we're going to come to some of your meets, and you're also going to be at Spokarnage, right?
We are. We're going to be at Spokarnage. We have bouts around the state. Next one is also March 28th in Coeur d'Alene at the fairgrounds. So we're going to be playing the Coeur d'Alene team. So that's the next time you guys can come and see a bout or a match.
We back you, girls. It's a great sport. We're there.
Absolutely.
Awesome.
All right. Well, you guys, thanks so much for coming on, and we'll all be looking for the Lilac City Roller Girls this year. Oh, when's your first game or bout?
So we had one in February. We had two in February, and then March 28th is the next one out in Coeur d'Alene.
All right. So March 28th. All right, Ginger Raff and Ra-Ra, you guys have a great one.
Thanks, you too.
All right, I need to hear you.
Have a good
one. Bye. Girls. Bye.
Bye.
All right, that was the Lilac City Roller Girls, Ginger Raff and Ra-Ra. I'm not even going to say their real names anymore because now I know it's just kosher to do the nickname. So,
which I can see how that would stick.
Yes, yes, yes. They talked about the WFTDA, and they are the organization that we're going to highlight next. They're the ones that it stands for the Flat Track Derby Association, and it's Women's Flat Track Roller Derby, and they develop and maintain the rules and safety standards for the sport. I think they've just really been putting those together in these last 10 years or so, even less probably. Well, about 10 years. And they also maintain the official rankings of member leagues, and they organize the annual playoff and championship tournaments. And our guest is Erica Van Stone. She's the director of broadcast operations, and she's really working to put it on TV. You know, they have a channel online, WFTDA.tv. We're going to talk to her about that. She's a filmmaker in her day job. But I got a clip to play while we're getting her on the phone, and it is an actual footage from their program. And it's the Gotham Girls, it's one of the championship games, versus the London Roller Girls. And I believe Gotham Girls were the champions last year, if okay. I'm correct. We can ask her about that when she comes on. But go ahead and listen to the clip. You kind of get an idea of what happens during the bout. And I tell you what, if you don't want to play now after hearing all that, I don't know what's going to make you want to. But I would love to.
While getting them out almost into the Royal Hunting Grounds, and cannot hunt their great bridge right there from London, but Vicious Van Gogh is out with lead jammer for Gotham.
And another multiplayer block being assessed on a London blocker. This is now four trips to the box for the London blockers, all for the same penalty. Vicious comes in quick, AK.
Yeah, meanwhile, Rogue Runner having no luck right there, hip to hip with Vicious as she passes her for the jammer lap point, dealing now with Shaolin Scarlet out in front, and Kristen Lee. She pushes them again to the 20-foot mark. They release her, and five more points are added for Gotham.
And the London Jammers, as I say it, finally do figure out the Gotham defense. So Rogue Runner is out and eligible to score points. Likely going to be a quick pass and call it off. That's exactly what Vicious does.
Beautiful anticipatory offense right there. Laid down by Gotham. They locked up one defender and then sent one other player to deal with the rest of the brawling pack. Works out perfect for Van Gogh.
All right, let's thank Adam Wheels. Adam Wheels, train hard, play smart, skate Adam. Adam Wheels on the web at adamwheels.com. All right, and on the...
There's Rogue Runner going down. Meanwhile, you see Vicious Van Gogh pushing up against that two wall. Good job, but they get too far out, and Gotham so far so good on pushing those walls into the out-of-play territory.
Susie Hot Rod in the black for Gotham. Kamikaze Kitten in the pink for London.
And London again with that brace two wall up in front. They do have Susie Hot Rod locked down right now. Beautiful clearing block right there by Sexy Slady, and some additional defense being played one-on-one with Susie Hot Rod before London can reform their cluster out in front of Susie. Meanwhile, Kamikaze Kitten not finding any room around this Gotham defense.
Well, there's no room for purchase anywhere, AK. You can see right there on your screen, folks, how tight this pack is. All the blockers are out there. Notorious RED penalty box completely empty. Looks like Cammy now is working her way towards the front, but Sexy Slady so good playing defense.
Yeah, got an assist right there from...
Sorry we had to interrupt the broadcast, but we have another guest on, Erica Van Stone. And she is the Broadcast Operations Director for the WFTDA. And she has acted as the previous volunteer head of broadcast operations in 2010 to 2014. She earned a BFA from NYU Film. And she has worked as a coordinator for films such as Lady in the Water and The Happening. And she's also produced and edited for Philadelphia Public Television. She's an award and grant-winning documentary filmmaker and got her start in roller derby as an announcer for Philly Roller Derby in 2007. And she's been on their board of directors for more than 6 years. She also does sports broadcasting and all kinds of other things. And she's a player. So welcome to the show, Erica.
Well, thanks, guys. Thanks
welcome,
for having
Erica.
Me.
So,
thank you.
How did you get involved with, well, first of all, let's start from the very basic. How did you get involved with roller derby?
So around 2006, I think that this story is actually quite common, but at the time there was a show called Roller Girls on A&E, and it was something that a close friend of mine had been following for a long time, and they had recently just started a roller derby league in the Philadelphia area. So she decided that she was going to start skating, and I wasn't quite ready to try to make that commitment, but I did go to one of her bouts. They are called bouts or games. And I said to myself, you know, I really don't know what's going on here, but it's amazing. I would love to try to explain it to an audience. So I approached the league and I said, I would love to be an announcer for you. Tell me how to do it. And basically me asking was all they needed at the time. So I became an announcer for them. And then over the years, I started officiating as a referee on skates, which was terrifying, but fun. And then last year, I decided to make the leap to become a skater, and I've never looked back.
So, Erica, this is a full-time job for you.
It is a full-time job for me. I'm the director of broadcast operations for the Women's Sled-Track Derby Association. And even before that, I was working on the broadcast project and had multiple jobs while I was holding this job. So now this is finally the job that I hold. And I'm actually talking to you from practice. So I work on roller derby-related broadcast concerns all day. And then at the end of the day, I come and I put my gear on and I skate.
So let's talk about the WFTDA. This is a relatively new organization, and it grew out of the need to organize all this the kind of organic roller derby movement.
Yeah, so what's interesting is that a couple of different groups were coalescing around the time that most people in the country were finding out about roller derby, and they had started to talk and figure out that there should be some collaboration there. And that's how the Women's Sled-Track Derby Association was formed. So that's 10 years ago now this year. It's our 10th anniversary in 2015. So the Women's Sled-Track Derby Association is kind of celebrating 10 years of really pulling roller derby together and being the governing body and providing leadership for the sport of flat-track roller derby. And it's been a phenomenal ride being a part of something like that, right? Because it's pretty innovative to be around at the birth of the sport. I mean, we think about sports and basketball is like over 100 years old and baseball over 100 years old. So to think about being there during the birth of the sport is pretty spectacular.
So how is it different from the roller derby that we remember on TV and everything?
So the primary difference is that it's real. We are hitting each other and it is very hard and it does hurt. But the second difference really is that there is a very well-regulated rule set, and it is well-regulated because we do want it to be as safe as possible, as safe as you can possibly make a contact sport. And what's really magnificent is that the rules of the game are managed and regulated by the athletes, which is something that is really revolutionary. So the WFTDA is developing and maintaining all of our rules about safety. Our member leagues, we're growing everything, and our rankings, we're doing ourselves. So basically, it's still a point scoring game, right? Each team has a jammer that they put out on the track, and that jammer's job is to score points. And the very basics is that they are able to score points by passing opposing teammates. So that is still similar to some of the older style of roller derby. But everything else is very well regulated. And what's cool is that the athletes all have a hand in coming up with how the game is played.
Now, Erica, can you go over the official rules? I mean, from skater position to the pack, et cetera.
Like, so you want, like, what the players do,
exactly.
The position, what they do, what each position does and things. Okay.
So there used to be, so what's interesting is because over the time, even in the 10 years that the WFTDA has been around, some of the positions have changed pretty vastly, but there are a jammer. Each team, what happens if you get out on the track, you've got one jammer per team. That jammer is the point scorer. She is wearing the star on her helmet, and she lines up behind what is called a jammer line. Then in front of that line, you will find four blockers, one of whom is wearing a pivot stripe. And in the old days, the pivot used, I say the old days meaning 10 years ago, the pivot used to really be sort of the speed control for the pack. That's not necessarily the case any longer. Right now, the pivot is providing blocking for her jammer, but then also is the only person on the track that the jammer can transfer her star to, which means that she can turn her into a jammer. So the blockers are really trying to do two things at once, which is really impressive. In roller derby, you're playing offense and defense at the same time, and often having to switch very quickly between the two. So at any given moment, you're trying to get your jammer through the pass if you're a blocker, or you're trying to prevent the opposing jammer from getting through past your pack. So it's all very fast moving. But it is really a game of points. You want to get your jammer as many points as they can, and you want to prevent the opposing jammer from getting as many points as you possibly can. Mm-hmm. So that's it in a nutshell.
Now, Erica, what's the time increments in a
game? Sure. Each game is created out of two 30-minute periods, and within that, there are multiple play increments called jams. And each jam can be up to 2 minutes, but what would happen typically is that if one jammer gets out before the other and does so without incurring any penalties, they gain a status called lead jammer status. And what that really means is that that particular jammer who gets out first without any penalties can call off the jam at any time. And that's strategic because if you have another jammer coming up behind you scoring points, you can stop them by calling off the jam. So that's really an interesting little piece of play that is pretty specific to roller derby, but it makes for awesome strategy.
And then is there an amount of penalties that you can get before you get kicked out of a game, like in basketball?
Oh, yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
Or about, sorry.
Seven penalties means that you have fouled out of the game. And there are only major penalties. Not too long ago, we did also have minor penalties in the game, but it got to be pretty tedious to keep track of a lot of penalties. So the skaters voted, and they decided that they wanted to see a little bit simplified version of penalties and also try to make the gameplay a little bit faster and a little bit more fun to enjoy.
Now, are we talking physical and verbal penalties?
Physical and verbal penalties. Describe what you think a verbal penalty is to me.
Oh, cussing? Cussing?
Oh, yes. Correct. All of the rules that we have are designed to keep the game safe and fair and fun. And so, just like any sport, you're not supposed to be talking back, and that is absolutely part of the gameplay. And I think what's great about the WFTBA and particularly our gameplay is that it's very seldom that I hear anybody having problems, getting ejected or taking penalties because of talking back or cursing to refs. Believe me, people say things under their breath, mm-hmm. but they've learned how to navigate away from getting those penalties.
So how many leagues are there? And is this apparently, I actually don't know the answer to this. It's international. You have teams everywhere. Where? And how many leagues are involved all together?
So as of today, we have member and apprentice leagues on 6 continents, which is insane. 400 total members and affiliates worldwide. I think we have 301 full WFTBA member leagues and 91 apprentice leagues. And what the apprentice leagues will do is they realize the value of belonging to the Women's Flat-Track Derby Association, and they can apply to be a part of that. And they have to go through a process, and they have a mentor league and a mentor person within the WFTBA who shepherds them through the process. And then they begin the process of playing under our rule set and playing sanctioned games to qualify for ranking that will bring them into the full membership. So
now, Erica,
it's an exciting process.
Excuse me, when did you see the big surge in this sport internationally?
Internationally, I think it has probably been within the last 5 years. Certainly, we had a couple big milestones this past year in 2014. We had more than 2 international teams for Division I. We had 2 international teams at our championships, but we also had Division II teams that were international as well. So we're seeing a big influx. But what's the real surge here is that international teams have been working hard to qualify for higher and higher ranking. So it's not just the gameplay and participating, but the fact that they are able to qualify for higher and higher rankings, qualifying them for playoff tournaments and then ultimately, hopefully, championships.
Wow. So where are the championships held since it's such an international group now?
Yeah, well, last year we actually had our very first international tournament in Kitchener-Waterloo, Ontario in Canada, and that was so much fun. I can't believe that I've never been to Canada, but I went to Canada for that tournament. It was just a blast. It was so much fun. And so that was the first international playoff tournament that the WFTBA had ever held. And then this year we have a variety of cities across the United States that the playoffs and championships are happening. And so we've got 2 Division II playoffs and then 4 Division I playoffs. And then the big show, the championships, are going to be hosted in St. Paul, Minnesota, November 6th through the 8th, and that's hosted by Minnesota Roller Girls.
Okay. So when does the season start? Let's talk about how people listening to this show can watch it and when it starts so they can start to watch it, because I know you're a big driver in the WFDA TV. So we need to talk all about this.
Yeah, the Women's Flat-Track Derby Association around 2011... Before 2011, a number of people were doing broadcasting of these roller derby bouts on their own. But in 2011, the WFTBA worked really hard to pull together coverage of all of these playoffs. And so the following year in 2012, WFTBA.tv was formed. And we've never looked back, and it's been so much fun, and we're able to provide coverage for a lot of different events, not just playoffs and championships. So this year we are revising our process a little bit. And we are going to be starting probably April, and I'll have an exact date for you soon, but we will probably be starting our coverage in April. The challenge right now for the WFTDA is that most member leagues have seasons that are very dependent on what their local fans are like, right? So some leagues do a lot of winter bouting and some leagues do a lot of summer games. So we try to keep the WFTDA viewing season to the spring to carry all the way through to the fall so that by the time that we get to the fall, our fans are familiar with some of the teams and the matchups and the rankings that are going to be going into playoffs so that by the time they get there, they know who the big players are.
Okay. So where can they find it if they want to follow? I know they can watch some of the old matches, too, from last year.
Yeah, we have hundreds. I'm not lying to you. We have hundreds of WFTDA roller derby bouts that are accessible through our website, WFTDA.tv. And if you go to the archives, you'll be able to see a lot of those bouts. We also were fortunate enough to carry the Men's Roller Derby Association Championships for the past 2 years. So that's been a great experience of us branching out with our coverage. So some of the best roller derby you'll see anywhere on the planet you can find on WFTDA.tv.
Yeah, I've seen some of it, and it's great. You guys are doing a good job with that. So I've been asking all the guests as we come to a close here, what can a woman get from this personally when she becomes a derby girl? Do you have some ideas about that?
I do. I mean, I think it's a personal thing for everybody. You know, it's like saying, why do you like going to the beach and taking long walks? It's because it makes you feel connected to yourself in a way that you probably haven't experienced before. I think specifically as women in our society, we're very often confronted with a number of challenges in our lives, but most of them are emotional or workplace or relationship or, you know, psychological things that we're wading through. But this is an opportunity for women to challenge themselves physically in a way that they might not have been challenged before. A lot of rule sets that you'll find out there right now in mainstream sports like basketball or football, these are sports where the rule sets are designed and played by men, and any version that women are playing are a bit of a modified rule set. But what we're talking about with women's flat track roller derby is a sport that has been designed by women to be skated by women and participated in a way that there's no changing the rule set because people feel like women can't handle it. Like, women are actually encouraged to play up to their ability and beyond. And that's what's phenomenal and exciting about it, is this really isn't happening anywhere else. Most rule sets are getting changed to accommodate what people think is a weaker physical, you know, ability. And that's just not the case in roller derby. And that's why people love it.
Very well said.
Well, Erica, thank you so much for coming on. They can go to the WFTDA site and find that, and they can connect with WFTDA TV, and they can also find out all about the sport and how to connect with teams in their region, correct?
Absolutely. WFTDA.com is where you can find out more about becoming a part or checking out any league in your neighborhood.
We're hooked, awesome. Erica. We're hooked.
We love what you do. That's why we're highlighting
it
today.
So exciting.
It's an exciting sport, and we're excited about what it's doing for women, you know, both in the community that it's created for them and in the self-actualization and, you know, just being more assertive and everything. So it's just nice to see women stepping up like this.
It's all good.
Great.
Erica,
well, thanks for having me on.
Erica, thank you.
You have a nice evening.
Take care.
Okay, that was Erica Van Stone. So go to the WFTDA.com site, and you can find out all the information about it and find a team near you. Now, our show isn't over. We still have another guest, and this one is also from the Spokane Bulls. It's Macy Breach Womb Punch is her AKA, and I'm very, very curious about how she got that.
I am too.
It makes me, I'd be scared right
it
there.
Is.
Just the name.
Back
I
off.
I would be holding my womb.
Back off.
So we're going to get her on the phone now, and they will be actually taking your calls as well after that, 909-202-8606, and even during that time, she can probably answer some of those questions for you. We're going to, while we're getting here, play another clip. This one is from a Drew Barrymore-directed film, and it's called Whip It, and it is also about roller derby. It's a surprising amount of popular culture that has it woven into it. So we'll go out with that, and we'll be right back.
Anyone, it would have to be God.
My mom is going to kill me.
It says temporary.
Also from Bodine, Miss Bliss Cavender.
I'm sorry that these pageants don't live up to your high moral standards, but there's a lot you can learn from them no matter what you go on to be in life.
Out of all the places to go to in the world, who would come to Bodine?
So, what are you, like, alternative now?
Alternative to what?
What is this?
Roller derby?
Ooh. Welcome to Skate Night at the Warehouse. The boys wanna be
boys, the girls wanna be boys.
Meet up on aisle five.
I just want to tell y'all that you're my new heroes.
Well, put some skates on. Be your own hero.
The last time I wore skates, they had Barbies on them.
I wanna be her.
I guess I didn't.
You could be our mascot.
I'm gonna change my work schedule because I wanna take an SAT class on Tuesdays, Thursdays.
I'm impressed.
I like smart girls. That's why I married your mama. Well, that and I knocked her up. I'ma do the
things that I want. Looking good, Barbie. I ain't got
a thing to do. I could make out with him, but that is it. Has anyone ever thrown up on the track before?
Yeah.
Get ready to meet your newest Girl Scout,
Babe Ruthless!
This is your SAT class?
I am in love with this.
I cannot take losing the chance for our kid to be happy.
We're number two.
She came in second out of two teams.
I'm here, and we're joined now with another guest, Macy Breach, and her AKA is Womb Punch.
Hi.
Hey, Macy, how are you doing today?
Doing great, thanks.
Welcome,
so,
Macy.
Macy, we got to ask you right off the bat, how did you get...
We're
you're with the
Spokannibals,
okay, that sounds scary right now. You skate with the Spokannibals, and your AKA, your nickname, is Womb Punch.
Yes, yes. I got that, actually, it was my husband's Xbox Live name. So that's actually where I got it from. It was his originally, and I stole it.
That's not nearly the story we were hoping for.
Well, it ended up kind of becoming its own thing after a while. Basically, whenever I go through the pack, I'm usually the last skater trying to hit the jammer before the jammer leaves. So typically that'll involve chucking myself at them, and that was deemed the Womb Punch at one point because positionally it looked like that.
So you're a jammer.
I'm actually mainly a blocker, but I also jam.
Blocker, okay. And mm-hmm. how
so
long?
You're a go-getter.
Yeah.
Needless to say.
And how long have you been doing this? You're the president of the Spokannibals group, right?
Yes, I'm the president. I was the past two seasons. I was actually the captain, and so this season I'm the president.
Okay.
And let's see, I've been skating. This will be my fifth season.
Wow, so quite a long time. What got you interested in becoming a derby girl?
I had a couple friends who skated on a different league that actually was played in a band with, and so I would see her leaving to go to derby practice and. I was just kind of interested, and then I met Naomi, who is our coach, and she's actually a counselor, and so am I. And so I knew her kind of in two different venues, and she said that the first day that she was going to be starting her league and told me when to be there, and I showed up. So I actually started on the first day the league did.
You know,
wow.
Macy, we're really impressed with the backgrounds of these players.
Great day jobs. Is it that way with most of the players? Are you guys, you have a lot of different professions represented?
Oh, yes, yes, lots. And there's moms, there's many different, I mean, wider range. We have someone who works at Sacred Heart. She's always the one getting hurt the most, too, which is ironic.
But she has good insurance and lots of friends.
Yes, yes.
So is it a dangerous sport?
We always say it's not a matter of if you get hurt, but when. And it's not really like, oh, there's going to be something horrible that happens to you. But what tends to happen is new skaters tend to get hurt the most, and then experienced skaters, because they tend to push themselves and try new things. That could be a little bit more dangerous. I'm going to knock on wood here, but the worst I've ever had was my face hit the concrete and maybe like a couple of twisted knee things, but nothing horrible.
And that's not bad for 5 years.
Now, Macy, what's the age realm with the players on Spokanimal?
We have 18 and up. So, I mean, we have people up in their mid-40s, I believe, is going to be the highest. I'm 26, but we have some people who just aged up from a junior team, so they just turned 18.
I'm hearing the top age limit seems to be about, from everyone we've talked to today, you know, 45, 46. Do you know of any players who are older than that in the league?
We used to have one way back when we first started. She ended up retiring, but she was in her low 50s range.
Wow. Yeah. Wow. And she didn't get hurt
too
much?
Different body types, which is nice, too.
Yeah, that's a really neat part about that, is any body type is a go.
Oh, yeah, it's definitely. And I'm short. I used to play volleyball, and I would get kind of rejected because I wasn't tall enough. And I played tennis, and everything just didn't seem like a very good fit. But this sport, we have so many different. If you're a bigger girl, great. I love you on the track because you're going to block the jammer, and I know where you're at, and you're going to be there, and that's perfect.
Now, did you grow up roller skating?
I didn't like football.
Excuse me.
Go ahead.
Did you grow up roller skating?
What was that?
Did you grow up roller skating?
Oh, no. My first day joining the league was my first day on skates. And Sweetheart will tell you that the coach, that I was the worst fresh meat ever.
I love that term.
Fresh
I love
meat,
that.
Yeah. You were the worst fresh meat. Now, that's quite an honor.
Well, for the whole first month, I couldn't, like, stand up. I'd fall down. I'd be standing and just randomly fall down. I'd go home and take Epsom salt baths and prepare with Advil before practice. It was quite a ritual.
But you were determined.
Now, Macy, fresh meat, is that a universal term for
recruits,
someone who's a recruit who's learning the ropes?
Fresh meat?
Yeah.
Usually, yeah.
Now, Macy, you said you have a husband, too. So do you have a family that you have to work around the schedule with them to go to practices and everything?
I likely don't have kids, and he just has to deal with whatever happens.
Well, he can rest.
That's part of being the derby family, is that my derby life is a priority.
And what does it entail? I mean, what does it look like? How many months of the year are you guys together? How many nights of the week? How long are practices?
We're with each other year-round. We usually take 2 weeks off in December for holidays, and then we meet between 2 to 3 times a week. It's pretty typical, and we usually have bouts, which are games, during our season, like once or twice a month. And practices are 2 hours long, and usually ours are Tuesday, Thursday nights. And during summertime, we usually have a Sunday session where we skate downtown through the park and through town.
Oh, that's cool. Do you get a lot of looks when you do that?
Yeah, you do. It's fun, though, and we always wear a jersey to promote the team. Oh,
now, rumor has it from these interviews that you gals, this is a great workout on the buttocks.
Both when you're falling and skating. yes, it is a great workout. I've used my little like Fitbit thing that tracks calories, and it's between 1,000 and 1,300 calories a practice, and that's just what that thing picks up.
Boy, that's a lot.
You can eat whatever you want
forever.
Well, and that's what I would say I'm an average build person, and I do eat whatever I want, unfortunately. But I derby keeps me in shape and keeps me toned, and it's nice because I don't have to, like, calorie count. It works well.
Wow. That should just sell it right there. Everybody should join up.
Yeah, you could slam it down 24/7.
Oh, wow. So are you helping out with Spoke Carnage as well?
Yes. Yeah, I've been helping since we started that.
And this is the third annual, correct?
Mm-hmm.
And so yeah, this one, go ahead. We had Naomi on a little bit earlier, and she said that there's going to be 24 teams, and they're coming from a long way.
Yeah, I believe we have a team coming from Hawaii, which is, I'm excited to skate against them. That'll be fun. I went to Hawaii last year, so.
That's very exciting. That's a huge turnout.
And if you make some friends on that team, you can stay with them next time you go to Hawaii. Save a lot of money.
Well, that is a nice thing about derby is we have what we call frenemies, like your friends but your enemies on the track, which is, it is just fun. But any city I go to, I can email their local derby team and say, hey, do you mind if I drop in? And usually they'll say, yeah, come on by. And it's great because you have this bigger community that you're just automatically a part of.
Nice. Well, it sounds like everybody we've talked to really does have a sense of real loyalty to their – you can just tell when they're in the same room together, when they're talking about it. They're super excited about this sport.
Yes, yeah. It's something that I've put in, you know, a lot of time and effort into, and I care about all the girls on my team. I'm what is called typically a pivot. That's the person – have you heard that term yet?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so that's the person who helps call the plays and – to me, it's kind of like my job is to protect and guide my team. So trust me, like if you're a girl, one of our girls gets knocked down or laid out, it's hard not to feel protective of them because they're your team, they're your family. Birthdays, we're always there for each other. Events, we try to support each other as much as we can.
So you really are like a family.
Oh, yeah, definitely. That's the nice thing is, I'm very actually awkward and antisocial, and then I joined roller derby and I instantly gained 25 friends.
I was going to ask that next question because we've been asking all of our guests what they've gained from women's roller derby personally, and you know, we've had lots of different answers, but what's yours?
Mine would definitely be the kind of the consistency and actually having a reliable friend support. Because as an adult, as many people know, it's hard to keep regular schedules and sometimes seeing friends as often as you like doesn't happen. I see them every week, twice a week, and I get to hit them and they get to hit me back and it's fun.
Uh-huh. A lot of camaraderie. And,
yeah, definitely. And there's people on my team, there's people in and out all the time, but you don't have to be best friends with everybody. But you can be a teammate. So that's nice. It's not this pressure like you have to love everybody on your team. You have to appreciate and respect them as an athlete. Mm-hmm.
And you have a pretty big team. Is it 22 players on the team?
Yeah, somewhere around that. I think we have a cap at 25, but yeah.
So that's a lot of players. And when you guys travel, do you just carpool?
Yeah, we try to carpool the best we can. Sometimes it's hard, but.
Mm-hmm. And then share rooms and things when you get to the hotels? To cut down on costs.
Yeah, we usually get like two or three hotel rooms and we all just crash.
Now, Marcy, I was going to ask here, the one thing that we did learn is that there are five players
on the track
from each team. Yeah. Now, how do you sub out or do you sub out?
So you have 14 skaters that are usually on the roster to skate, but you're right, five go out. We usually... Naomi draws up lineups, and the way that we usually do it is we have, without giving away too much, we have different lines for different plays that we think they're going to play, or different skaters they're going to skate. So, for example, if they have strong skaters out, we'll do a power lineup. Our power lineup are our more experienced skaters who are able to stop their jammer from scoring points. But if we're way ahead or we're way behind, you know, someone who hasn't even had their first bout yet, we'll put them in for a few jams just so they can get experience and not feel pressured or get laid out by somebody trying to score a point.
That's very interesting.
So if you had to change anything about it or add anything to the sport, would you have a suggestion?
Yeah. Well, one, it's kind of a lot of spectators, actually most people who haven't actually seen Derby, they view it as, oh, that's not a sport. You guys dress up and wear makeup and blah, blah, blah. And actually our team doesn't have like an outfit. We have jerseys. We have team, you know, we are a sports team. A lot of people don't appreciate how much work it goes into that until they come to a practice or see a game. And then they're like, wow, that looks really hard. And it is. So I think just the sports community in general viewing it, like I would love to see a derby section in our newspaper, or like just somewhere like an update on the scores for local leagues, because there's high school sports in there. And these are adult women putting in their own time. It's all volunteers. Even refs, everything's a volunteer.
TV stations take notes.
I'm kind of surprised it's not in the newspaper and whatnot as part of the sports announcements.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and the Inlander does sometimes, but they're also sponsored by Lilac City, I believe. So, you know, I just think in general there's just either the people have never heard of it or they don't think it's a legit thing, or they know a derby girl. And then
amazing.
They come to all
it's changing. It seems like it's changing,
it is changing
so rapidly.
It's changed a lot in 10 years. How many teams are there now in this area?
Oh, goodness. Let's see. I believe there's three, and then there's some Idaho teams over in Coeur d'Alene.
So four, basically, in the general area.
Yeah.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
But you guys are playing people from all around, and so if it was to go in the paper, they would just keep track of your season. And does everybody have the same season, or do you guys have different seasons?
They're usually in the same general region, but like for us, our first game didn't end up being until the end of this month, March 21st, because we had a cancellation. So that kind of pushed our start back, but they typically tend to fall in the same region.
So when they cancel, people can't make it over or whatever to play you, then it's just like a scratch. Does that count against you?
No. And the way that we've been skating right now is it's the overall, I mean, it's great to win as much as we can, but ultimately if they don't come over, they don't come over. And that only matters if they're a woof to the league. And if we're a woof to the league, I don't know if you've heard those terms yet.
No, what does that mean?
Woof to the is the Women's Flat Track Association. So they're the big all-female organization that runs the skater run. And they do insurance for skaters.
Oh,
they also host
the WFTDA.
Bracketing.
Yeah. The WFTDA. Yes,
woof to the. Yeah.
Oh, woof to the. No, we had them on just right before you. So I just didn't know. I hadn't heard it referred to like that. It's a lot easier to say. It's hard to say WFTDA, but it's woof-tada?
Yeah.
Woof-tada.
Yeah, that's what, yeah.
Okay,
that's
yeah.
what we call it.
No, that makes sense. So, yeah, they are the ones who organize, kind of keep track of everything and develop the rules.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but there's USARS, which is a different they're not WFTA, they're another organization, but they do the same sort of thing, but they have a different rule set too. So there's different bodies that can you can follow as a team.
Okay, well that would get confusing. Whew. It's hard enough to get the other rules straight. Well, it's been nice to talk to you today, Macy. Macy Breach, Womb Punch. I thought you were going to be really mean. I was kind of scared to have you
on. We were scared.
Yeah.
I'm really nice. I'm a nice person.
You are a nice person.
All of my opponents, they love me.
Do they? Aren't they
but
a little scared?
But they're scared of me, too, and that's okay.
I guess they respect you, right? Is a better word to use?
Yes, it's all on the track. That's where it's, I'm going to knock you down or I'm going to hit you out. And then off the track, it's all hugs.
Drama is gone off the track.
That's how women are, though. How we women are. We do like to fight it out sometimes, and then we're best of
then
friends
we're done.
Afterwards. So
it's over.
Just got to get it out. Yeah. And this is a great sport to get out some of your aggression in. If you have some pent up, no more hitting pillows. Just go out there and hit your friends.
Oh,
no.
And kicking walls.
And practice. That's right.
It's all good.
Yeah, you leave practice and you have no worries anymore.
That's right. Well, Womb Punch, thank you very much for coming on. And they can find you too at SpokaneBulls.com, right? And more about the big tournament is coming in August 14th through the 16th at SpokeCarnage.com. And we're super excited about that. We hope to see you there. Naomi already said she's going to buy us a beer in the beer garden.
We're in, Macy. Yeah. We're cheap dates.
We're in that beer garden. It's going to be right there in the middle, apparently, and raised
up. We will be there.
It's nice. They have a Bloody Mary bar, which is pretty cool, too.
That's even better. I'm there,
we will
too.
Be uh-huh. there.
We'll be bar hopping all over and cheering you on. So.
Perfect.
Thank you great. So much Thank for you. Coming on. You have a great day.
Good job, Macy.
Thanks. Bye.
Okay, that was Macy Breach, Womb Punch. She plays for the Spokaneables. She's also their president this year. Well, it's been an interesting show. We have a few minutes left that anybody can call in if they want to and ask any questions of us, the novices that don't know anything about it. The number is 909-202-8606. Actually, we do know a lot more now.
Certainly learned a lot. You know what I'm so impressed is the caliber of these players.
Oh, yeah. And they're so fun.
They're fun, but they have busy lives. They're with it, gals.
They do, and they're also very approachable. All of our guests today were just so articulate and fun to talk to. It wasn't difficult to get them to open up. So what you see is what you get.
Exactly.
It's probably learned out there on the roller derby. So are
very
you going
well.
To? Are you going to go join up?
I am.
I don't know. I think we're kind of out of the age group. I'm just right there,
yeah,
mid-40s. So, yeah, I don't know.
You're a baby. I'll become a ref.
You don't heal up as much. We're horsewomen, so we do already kind of a dangerous sport, but not nearly as much. We're never bruised afterwards.
Usually not. There have been times.
Yeah,
there
when, you,
times.
When you have a little drink
a
before
kick,
the ride. Yeah. When we have wine and rides. But we usually have coffee and rides. What are you doing?
I'm laughing at you.
It's not that big a deal.
I never know what's going to come out of this girl's mouth.
If you could find your own nickname to be a derby girl, what would it be?
Oh, gosh, I don't know. Give me a minute. What about you?
Well, I thought about that earlier because I knew I was going to ask you the question. And I was thinking, since I am in the mental health profession, too, I should probably use the word something like psycho, maybe.
Or, that'd be good.
Yeah. And then also, since they called me Dizzy Davis when I played basketball when I was a kid, maybe
I like psycho.
Psycho Diz.
There you go. And people would be scared of you. They would respect
well,
you.
Well, I think it has to – I think to be effective, it needs to be scary.
It does.
You know, at least as scary as Womb Punch.
That's part of the game.
That's right.
Part of the game.
Sweetheart, that sounds really nice.
It is.
I don't know if I'd be scared
no,
of Naomi.
No, you need a tougher name. But she's a good girl. She's a good girl.
Ginger F. I don't know if I'd be
They're
scared of that.
Good.
Rah-rah, I wouldn't be scared of that. I'd be thinking, rah-rah, let's go have a party, you know, because we're going to have fun together. But Psycho Diz or something, that would be good.
I think you need to get
so
in
what
on
would yours
that.
Be?
I don't know. Maybe, oh, I should have thought about this. Maybe, I don't know, go-go or just I'm
you
on
want
the
a nice
go.
One.
Just, yeah, I can't think of anything
nice
too tough right now.
You don't want to scare anybody.
No,
so
I don't want
to
scare anybody yet. I'm really impressed with this sport, and I'm going to follow it, and I know you will too.
Well, yeah, I want to go to some of their games
I do.
Here locally in Spokane, and I also want to – I've already watched some of the TV at WFTDA.TV, and that was fun to watch. And if you get to know the teams and the players, I'm sure it'd be even that much more fun. Like anything, when I watch football, if I don't know the teams or, you know, care about the players, I have to kind of know their backstory.
Exactly.
Then it's harder to get into. So it's really good to introduce the players and personalize it.
Exactly.
Then you know what's going on.
I'm impressed how seriously they enforce the rules. And they take the game seriously. On a national level, they really do. And getting this program together, which was your baby. You've wanted to do this for a long time.
Yeah, I've wanted to do this for
at least
a year, maybe 2 years.
Very impressed.
And it just was a long time in the making. But I think I'm a roller derby girl at heart.
I think you are. I think it's your baby.
My ship may have sailed, but I love the idea and the concept. And I would love to be one. I just think that sounds like fun. It just fits my personality. Does it fit
it
your
would.
Personality?
You know, yeah, I think I could get out there and hold my own. I do. Mm-hmm. I'm little, but I'm tough, Linda.
Yeah.
I'm not. I just but think no, about I it. Think it's great. I think it's great. I do hope the cities where you have these teams do really promote them and back them. Because, again, with these teams, especially when they have these tournaments, they're bringing in so much revenue, a lot of families, the players. If there's 24 teams, we're looking at a lot of people. So support these guys.
Well, yeah, that's exactly
it's important.
It. They do need to have a page on in the newspaper so you can keep up with the rankings and you know who's doing what and where. And if they did that, it would also help when you have a big tournament, and it would also familiarize yourself with the players, who's doing what. And you know.
I have heard, and I don't know what channel it was, but I have heard television coverage on roller derby, which is good. So it's a start, yeah.
Well, yeah, and then, of course, they have the TV network of their own, so you can catch it at WFTDA. Yeah. So, yeah, there's a lot going on, a lot of ways to connect with them. You would not have a difficult time. You can play right now on the Lilac City Roller Girls. They're having their, it's not really tryouts, but their fresh meat.
Yeah, I love that term.
They're fresh
too.
Meat. So this is the time to go be some of their fresh meat, and I don't know what that means. I think that means you're going to get hurt.
I just wish I was 25 again.
I know. I'd do it all over. If I could do it all over again.
Oh, I'd be
there.
But see,
when I was 25, they didn't have this.
No. But you're a roller skater. I'm an ice skater.
Yeah.
So we have that in our blood.
You should play hockey.
There you go.
That'd be the equivalent.
I'm in. And as we're talking, it's snowing.
What? Oh, my goodness. I thought winter wasn't coming back to Spokane.
Let it snow. Let it snow. Let it snow.
Yeah. Well, we should probably end the show for tonight and get this one into the archives. It was really fun to learn all of it. And
I loved
all of our guests are great guests.
I loved it.
Yeah, it was a lot of fun. And you can find them at their different various sites. Lilac City Roller Girls is on Facebook, and they're going to be revamping their web page, so you can look for them. The Spoke Cannibals have their own web page. Spoke Carnage has its own web page, of course, and you can probably buy your tickets. They're $25 for the whole weekend.
Okay.
Plus a beer garden and a Bloody Mary garden.
Can't beat it.
It's like the Garden of Eden.
It is.
They should call it that. And then you can go to
WFTDA.
It's the best combination. She kept adding great things.
I know.
It's just like,
we're in.
Yeah, it gets better and better and better. So the WFTDA is online, too, at WFTDA.com. What'd she call it? The WFTA?
Yes.
WFTA. That threw me off. I thought maybe that's what it referred to, but I wasn't sure. And then you can find a lot of these games at WFTDA.tv. So if you want to join up, do it now and
support
give
these
them a call.
Girls and guys. Support them.
All right, Janie, well, you have a good night tonight.
I will.
We'll see you here next Monday.
Sounds good.
Next Monday at 3 p.m.
Good night.
Thanks for joining us today on Talk About with Rez and Andy, live every Monday at 3 p.m. Please join us next week for another great show. And please call in and share your thoughts and opinions. Also, look for us and like us on Facebook and Twitter, and follow our show page on BTR.